Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. Today we're talking a little bit about dogs. I got a great one of the week that I'll get to in the next segment, but I wanted to finish up and get some more information out of my guest, Teresa Ryan. Her book is hugely good entertainment, and Poppy in the Wild, A Lost Dog, 1,500 Acres of Wilderness, and the Dogged Determination That Brought Her Home. And God, a good friend of mine, Teresa, just lost her little Pomeranian. And everybody was sharing it, and on Facebook she had posters out, and they found a pile of fur in the woods near her house because there was coyotes. Not good. Anyway, Teresa, you have some things in the back of the book that we should just touch on. If you bought the book just for the back section, if you're a dog lover, you would like the book. Is that fair? Teresa?
Uh-oh. I wrote the book. I wanted to get this important information out there on what to do and what not to do if your dog goes missing.
Helpful tips when your dog is gone. I mean, there's so many things, like you said, that I would have done wrong, that you did wrong until you got some semi-professional help. The other things that you talked about, I just, you know, the immediate steps to take when you to find a lost dog is critical, because I think the best chance would be in the beginning, and if it's your dog and the dog knows you and it's house trained and familiar, that would make it easier. But all the stuff about the flyers and the graphics that you put together and where to put flyers and how to do them and how to take a picture is useful. And then it gets even collecting and organizing volunteers, how to create and place a warming box for your dog. Things that I just never would have thought about. I've just been running around like a fool looking for the thing.
Yeah. Well, and that was the point, because that was me too, you know. And everything they said, once they say it, you go, oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. But it's, as I said earlier, it's counterintuitive to what we as humans think. And their thing was, you got to look at it from the dog's perspective. And what's the dog going to be doing? Give the dog a chance to find its way back and find its way to you. A dog is going to smell us, see us, hear us long before, you know, we smell, see, or hear them. And I thought, well, man, that makes a lot of sense. So that's why I put a lot of that information there.
Well, it's so good. Really good stuff. And I can't wait. I want to get in on one of the yappy hours in the near future. And I wish the COVID would get over so you can get out on the road, because even though the book's been out starting this month, come the first of the year, well, it would be a great Christmas gift for your dog-loving friends, I can tell you that. And Max, my board operator, was just mentioning, I had the author of, I don't know, have you ever read the book Wrong Dog?
No, I don't think I've known that one.
Wrong Dog. Okay. He went to pick up a dog that his wife had chosen out of a litter of dogs, and he didn't like that one, and this one he liked, and he brought the wrong dog home. And
is he still married?
Yes, and they had a wonderful life together, and as the dog got old, they drove the dog across the country, because work took both of them to New York from California, and he wanted his dog to have A Last Good Adventure, and it's a great book, but you can't put it down.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like Poppy, yeah. you know. And then, you know, you would be happy here. We're a very dog-friendly community here in Kansas, I can tell you that. And one of my favorite wineries here in town, Grace Hill, is doing Dog-a-ween Saturday, October 31st, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Dress up your dog, even if they don't like it. You probably shouldn't do it if they really don't like it. But they got some great prizes and fun stuff to do. And it's the 31st at 12 to 6. What a treat.
How fun. Yeah.
Well, Teresa, yeah. best of luck. I hope you get some awards and sell a whole bunch of books. And I think with your writing skills, you've got more books than you if you can carve out the time.
I hope to keep writing. I'm actually working on fiction right now, just for a little break. But yeah, thank you. And Poppy sends her best as well.
Aww.
She's sitting right here next to me.
Oh, so. Sweet Poppy. Well,
yeah.
I think the next book should be, it's been done before, but more of picture books. And you could do more of a writing book about winery dogs.
I know. Yes. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
Winery dogs, they greet you and, oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of good photography books on wine dogs and whatnot.
Yes, there is.
And others. So, yeah. Yeah. We often take ours with us wine tasting again, back when we could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We've been staying close to home, but we have friends that in the past we have, when we traveled a lot, we would trade off dog minding and babysitting. And we have, for now, coming up on a week, two of our friends' dogs, a blue heeler and a little miniature, what's the name of the dog? Anyway, a little, I call it little dog, but it's just a cute little puppy. And then we have a border collie. Well, then my next door neighbor gets sick and goes in the hospital unexpectedly, and we took her dog. So we went from having one dog to four, and her dog is about an 80-pound Australian Shepherd.
Oh, wow. So you're running a little mini rescue there.
Well,
you kind of are fostering dogs, right?
Well, kind of, yeah. But it's
yeah.
It's dog care that is so much fun. I've been looking forward to having these dogs in the house, and we call it the interesting dog dynamics that occur. It's
isn't it? Because they all do have their own personalities
yeah.
and their own. And a pack, you know, kind of changes. They find their own role within the pack. We have three currently, so it's been interesting and fun. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for spending so much time with us again, folks.
Thank you.
Get a copy of Poppy in the Wild, and you know how you can get one right now? Caller number 5. You know the number, 316-869-1330. The publisher is nice enough to let me give you a copy. Poppy in the Wild. 316-869-1330. Call now. Max will take down your stuff. Have a great weekend. Teresa, say hi to Chris. Someday I hope we get to drink wine together.
Oh, me too. Thank you very much, Guy. Great to be here.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.